Hello, Batman.
Hello, Griff.
How are you?
Good. Talking to the Bruce Wayne voice today.
Okay. Oh, good. Right. Don't want to strain yourself.
Oh, man. So do we talk about Batman first, or do we get Dark Souls out of the way before we slip off into a tangent?
I don't know. I mean, we should first start off by saying, hey, everybody, welcome to a new episode of Boss Barrel Radio. This is, what, 57? Kind of weird to think that we're that far along already.
Yeah.
But yeah. 57, it's October 19th, 2011.
What are we doing for the 69th episode?
Play Duke Nukem.
Perfect. Did we just get like one of the old, like, I think we just skip
it.
NES games?
I think we just skip it because it's inappropriate. Yeah, inappropriate. Just don't record it. It's lost. It's not even lost. It's just cut out.
Yep. Dude, they recorded that, I swear.
No way. It doesn't exist.
It just has to be one of their members.
Uh-uh. No, they don't... I mean, like, I heard about it, but no, it's not possible.
It's underground shit.
Well, John, let's talk about some video games.
Oh, man, we've been playing some games.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
You've been playing some Batman.
I play a little bit of Batman.
And viewers, your viewers can iView Batman on our website,
yes,
shortly.
Yes, iViews.
Tomorrow, today, or probably late tonight or tomorrow, you'll have it up on
upload and all that stuff. It'll be up by the weekend.
Yep.
Easily tomorrow or Friday.
Cool. Look forward to a Batman show and tell. Looks pretty good. I'm excited to play it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks... Unfortunately, we didn't show any of the... Well, I mean, for a good reason, we didn't show any of the story stuff in it.
The story stuff is even in the hour of it that I've played, it's really good.
Yeah, like, just a little bit compelling. I watched you play when I got here. I
was it's like, compelling.
Oh, man.
It's just like, oh, it's some Batman-ass Batman shit.
Batman's awesome.
Batman's good. I like Batman. Batman.
I wonder who wrote the story for this. Was it...
I think it was a comic writer of previous Batman comics or some nonsense.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Not like the animated series Batman guy, like actual comic book Batman.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? The guy who did the most recent.
Lee? No.
Lee?
Lee, is that a thing?
I don't know. I forget the guy's name. I read a lot of his stuff, but I unfortunately can't remember it right now.
I'm not sure.
What was the name of that? The Filth and a couple other really weird... He did the Dark Side spinoff from like the Justice League stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty messed up stuff. Like where he killed Batman.
Like Dark Horse stuff? No.
No, it was Dark Side. It was a character he created.
Okay. Oh no, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, the guy that killed Batman.
Yeah. I think I know this stuff.
Made Batman go insane, lose his mind, but he actually has multiple minds. Batman has minds on many dimensions. Anyway, sorry. You want to tell me about the joys of Batmaning?
Batman is good. Like, I really enjoy the combat even more than I did before.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
do you think that partly you enjoy the combat because of just the sheer diametric shift from Dark Souls to Batman?
It could be. It could be
like, where it's like, I can do anything.
I can only fight. Yeah, I was going to say, it's like this huge, huge, like, swing of the pendulum of, like, fucking, like, Dark Souls, I just sit there and I cower around the corner and just, like, attack individual enemies one at a time until I kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at most, fighting two at a time. And that's only if I can kill them, like, in one or two hits. But, like, Batman, I can mop the floor with some fools.
Mm-hmm.
I feel strong.
Bat kicks some
I feel some so
dudes.
Powerful. Sometimes too powerful for my own good. Just like, oh, it's so nice to play a game that wants you to feel satisfied.
Yeah. It's also nice that you're like, oh, I died. Oh, well.
Yeah, this is also something dark. Oh, I'm going
to
die.
So you'll get to keep all my bats.
No big deal. Yep, I get to keep all my experience. What of it?
That's so weird.
What are you doing to me, game? What's the drawback to me dying? Oh, I get to watch a screen load. Whoop-dee shit. Fucking Dark Souls tells me that I died. Oh, and by the way, we took all your souls. Hope you left them in a nice place.
Mm-hmm. Kicked your dog, too.
Yep. Yep, check your tires. Let all the air out of them.
Yeah?
Gonna slash them, but we thought maybe...
Egged your house. Egged your Hope house. You like that. You're dead, and your house is egged.
Upper decked your toilet.
Oh. Dark Souls, it isn't that cruel, man. Yeah, Dark Souls would not upper deck your toilet. I mean, Dark Souls is bad.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
AC Slater, that shit.
No, it's not. AC Slater, I told you, is a personal victory. It's not something that, like, affects anybody else.
Fair enough. Still yet to do this.
Well, doesn't take too much time.
Doesn't. Make it a goal for today.
Yeah, that's a great goal for today. You should also play some more Batman.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to go through Batman. I've heard that if you just, like, mainline it, it's about 10 hours.
Yeah.
Which seems perfect.
Yeah. I don't know if that's possible, though, with everything that it gives you.
There's that map is very Grand Theft Auto, like, large.
I'm feeling like at the point where you are now, where it's like, hey, you need to go see this other villain to get this thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's just going to be another side quest that you can start getting involved with later.
Yep. Yep. I'm already starting to do Bane's nonsense.
Yep.
Don't know what I'm going to get from that. Maybe Bane's going to hook me up with some juice.
Why would Batman do his juice?
I don't know. Why would Batman juice? Mm-mm. I don't know. Batman almost juiced in the last
Batman's
game.
Already the strongest person ever.
Is he?
No.
No. No. He's not, but he's the smartest person ever.
That's right, which makes him the strongest.
Yes.
He beat Brain Superman. He beat Superman.
Yes, he did. You and I realize this is a true fact of life.
Kicked his ass, man.
Kicked his ass.
He like had like this like... He had his... Superman in the face with his kryptonite ring that he kept in like his special lead compartment on his bat belt just in case. Batman's fail safe just in case he needs to kill Superman. Batman can do it.
His trump card.
He's got a plan that will kill Superman.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's got that special bat suit.
That's why nobody's friends with Batman.
No one is friends with
just
Batman.
Like always has these, you know, nuclear, what do you call that? Like the stalemates set in place where it's like, well, if this is going to happen, everybody's going down with you.
Mm-hmm. But so it seems to be, I'm really trying to not give away anything, and I feel like this isn't, but it just seems to be they're doing a really good job bringing multiple enemies into this game and integrating what their purpose is in it. Sort of like, but a lot more thought out. The Adam West Batman movie where it's like all these villains and they're all working together to like, you know, have this evil deed.
Yeah.
But this is more so everybody's got their evil deeds that just sort of interweave into it. And I've only played it for an hour and it's already like Joker's got something going on that's a huge issue and Hugo Strange has got something going on that you just don't understand fully yet.
Yeah.
And trying to piece that together.
Yeah.
And it's you're on an island filled with criminals that all got their crazy shit going on and
they're their criminal brand set up, man. There's like neon signs for like Joker's goods.
Yeah.
It's really weird to think that in 6 months criminals have crashed at this.
Yes, 6 months did not take criminals very long to set up a barter system.
You would also think that guns wouldn't be practical on that island because there's a very finite amount of bullets.
Yeah, that's
the
other thing.
I guess if there's the cops there, though, they could always just be resupplied.
Right, that's the thing that I'm... But even still, you'd think that would be like a trickle amount. It's not like someone's just going to be crafting bullets.
Yeah, well, maybe they are crafting their own bullets.
Could be. Just making
melting
them.
Down
yeah.
neon
well,
Joker
signs. Well, they do have a smelting plant.
So there we go. So. That's where the bullets are made.
I was thinking about that earlier today where it's just like, where do they get their guns from? And I was like, oh, well, I guess if the whole island's cordoned off, like they really only have so many guns.
Mm-hmm.
So
everybody can't have a gun.
Right. Two-Face has two guns.
Really?
Yeah.
That's appropriate.
That's not breaking any, like...
But
like, oh, I just spoiled it for you.
He's got two guns?
Yeah, watch out. He has two guns.
What?
You don't actually get to fight him just yet, but in what I've been doing, but two guns.
Good. That's great.
I don't know. So far, characters are voiced well.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking Penguin is Nolan North.
Yes, great. Yeah. That's perfect. What I've heard.
Perfect.
Which is amazing.
Yep.
That man's range.
Steve Bloom is in there somewhere. He's
just
number
generic
the
guard.
Guards and convicts, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Conroy, Batman, again.
Okay.
Mark Hamill, Joker, again.
Yeah. I'm
pretty sure it's that same lady that does Harley,
mm-hmm.
again. So it's...
I think Batman sounds weird, though, in this game. Like, he sounds like he's kind of doped out.
Yeah.
Like, the inflections end wrong after he says something.
Could be. Did you think this in the last game?
Maybe. I may have just
it was 2 years ago. It's kind
of
hard
at this point,
to...
but it sounds kind of like Batman, you know, and I know you said there's something that happens at the beginning, but like maybe Batman is just like really not feeling his best, and that's why his voice is indicating that he's tired. Batman is having a bad day, and he's not angry. He's just like, oh, God, I'm so tired of being Batman right now.
Yeah, that doesn't really have anything to do with the beginning. You're going to... I really enjoyed the beginning of the
game. Well, I'm excited for the beginning of the game. So I'm excited to play this game.
Get excited, Griff.
As soon as I can.
Get excited.
Did you play any of the challenge room stuff at all?
Not yet. I got a little wound up in the story.
That's
got
fine.
Got a little wound up in, like,
forget
traversing.
The challenge rooms, man. I hated Arkham those in the City. Last game.
Yeah.
I feel like that the challenge rooms are the game itself with all the things you have to do in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the Riddler challenges. You tell me all the floating Joker balloons.
Yep. There's balloons all over the place. Mm. There's Riddler things all over the place.
The gliding looked good. I don't know what. Why there's any complaints.
I've just heard a couple of different sources being like, the gliding could be better. I don't really feel that way. I mean, it's a little floaty, but
is it?
You're gliding. I mean, okay. It turns like it, like I feel like it should.
Is it really sharp or really tight?
It starts floating. It's almost like steering a boat, I suppose. Well,
I guess I don't understand people's problems with it, because it's like, there's no consequences to falling.
Yeah.
There, and then you always have your, you know, your bat rope that you can climb back up buildings with. So
yeah, I've never really had an issue with it.
Like, you can't, like, flap around the city? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, your gliding goes at a specific angle, which is, I mean, it feels fine. It turns a little wonky, but it's not that hard.
Like, okay.
You can easily transition from gliding to doing, like, the dive kicks on people.
Yeah, it prompts you all the time.
Yeah, and you can even transition from gliding to grappling to something. It seems fine to me, which makes the traversal pretty quick and easy. Like, getting from one place in Arkham City to the other,
cool.
Not bad. Also, like I said, just little nuances, like the whole, like, you know, when you set a waypoint on the map, there's the bat signal.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's how it should be.
I think it's pretty cool.
Batman, I don't know. I think that says something about the psyche of Batman. Like, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Did he actually integrate that into his bat suit and he sees the bat signal where he's going, or is he just seeing it at this point? Like, it's like,
I just know where it is.
He's got to make some pizza rolls tonight. Mm-hmm. Put the bat sign above the microwave.
Yep. Vicky Vale is in the game. I'm like, that's not
Vicky Vale.
Vicky Vale. She's a reporter.
Huh. Is Barbara Gordon in it?
Not that I've seen so far. Mm. Wasn't she in the last one?
I don't know, because
she was, she was in the last one, but she was,
it's like Data Batgirl, right? Well, she was Batgirl, and then she got severely injured by getting shot in the spine, and
and
now she's like Data or whatever you call her. I forget her moniker.
Oracle.
Yeah, there you go. Oracle.
Oracle.
Yep. So,
yes, that's it.
Hopefully, we'll see the opposite of the Oracle, the Calculator.
The Calculator. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
It's the evil Oracle.
Perfect. Oh man. I can only just hope to see Robin and or Nightwing at some point in this game.
Is there... Okay, so...
I feel like Robin actually may have a small cameo in this game.
What is the thing with Robin now? Is the boy... Robin the Boy Wonder...
Yeah.
And he was... Did he die?
I don't know. I don't know where this...
Dick Grayson, right? And he was one of the Robins.
There's Tim Drake and Dick Grayson.
Isn't there not three? Or did somebody else... Is somebody else take on Nightwing? Who is Nightwing now?
Nightwing... was okay, so I'm trying to remember. I think Dick Grayson dies, and then Tim Drake would have been the new Robin.
Did he die as Nightwing?
I'm not sure which one becomes Nightwing.
Okay, I don't know
either. There are so many, like,
the sidekicks of Batman's are confusing.
Yes, but one of them branches off and becomes Nightwing, but then, like. Like, there's some early, like, some newer comics that start saying that Bruce Wayne actually dies, and, like one of the Robins becomes Batman.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah. It's like when Superman died, and you had all the fake Superman.
Yeah.
Superboy, Superdog.
Yeah.
The robot cyborg.
Superwoman.
I don't remember Supergirl. Supergirl,
yeah, Supergirl.
It's robot, cyborg, Mars, Superman.
Steel.
Yeah, Steel. Man of.
Man of.
Shaq.
Yeah. Wow, that was different.
Superman.
That, I think, was different.
Yep, same steel.
I don't know that that is canon to the Superman universe.
Shaq is steel. Yeah.
Sure.
Definitely.
It's also Shaq Fu.
No, he's not that. Kazam?
Yes. Kazam, yes. Great.
Great. So I'm excited to play some more Batman, but you haven't played too much and don't want to give too much away about the story because it sounds like it's the best part.
It's pretty good so far. I just don't detect...
You're clapping your hands like a giddy little girl there,
Charlie. I know. It's so exciting. I just want to be Batman.
Well, you are Batman.
Yeah, when I play this game, I'm Batman. I just feel it. The double takedowns are good. The like contextual awareness of like where you are when you're beating the hell out of dudes and like slamming dudes into things.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to just like grab thrown objects out of the air and hurl them back at other dudes.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Right.
And I like totally forgotten about the whole like stalking enemies and like just finding the unique ways to take dudes down and all that stuff's back. Just what I want to do. I want my beat dudes up portions and I want
Is there a lot of sneaking like there was in the game where you're underpowered and you kind of have to just be
Yeah, I went into stealthy. They've already had me do one thing where it's like, do you remember how to sneak? If not, we'll show you.
Okay.
And it's like now it's just, you know, it goes through its little tutorial thing and has you walk around, like it has you sneak around on the gargoyles and then drop down and like go under this thing and then go behind this guy and like bust through this plywood wall and do your silent takedown. And then and then you've got your other one of like, oh, now they have you can do hanging silent takedowns.
What is that?
Is
that when you drop down, you put them in like a little bat cocoon?
No, that I haven't done yet. I assume it's still available, but now there's a thing where if someone is close enough for, if Batman is on a ledge just above someone and they don't know that you're there, you can swing down, grab them with your legs, and choke them out with your legs.
That's great.
And then you drop down on top, like as they're passed out.
And then beat them up as they're passed out.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I was just like, he's choking him with his ankles. That seems really unpleasant. So that was good. Also, like, double silent takedowns where you just grab dudes by head and just bash them both in.
That's good, yeah. Double hidden blades.
Yep, double hidden blades.
Yep, right.
Why would I need two blades? Oh, this is exactly why I would need two
hands. What would Batman would have like double tase fingers?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Taser fingers.
Taser fingers, yeah.
Yep, shock that dude.
Yeah, give hidden gadget. That's what you get.
Give him the shocker.
You don't want that.
That's the bad one.
The bat shocker. Yep. That's fine.
That's fine.
That's perfectly acceptable.
Is acceptable because you know what that would probably be.
That can be done to you. That's fine.
Also, I explained, like, I don't remember it being in the first Batman, but, the little QTEs, the quick time events.
Oh, yeah, you tell me about that.
But
that's not, crazy.
Like, it starts out the game with a simple one that's just, like, a reminder of, like, this is the button you're gonna use to counter things. Just hit triangle now, and you do it, and then it does that little quick time event, and you're like, oh, yeah, that feels really satisfying.
So you've had more of them happening in the game besides just that one?
I've had three of them, so.
Okay.
So they're good.
Good. That sounds great. I like that.
Mm.
I like that.
And, yeah, it's the first two were just like, hey, this is when you should hit triangle. Hey, you should hit triangle here. And then at some point, it's like, no, now we're going to take that training wheel off and you just see the electric.
You just need to know.
Like in the scene, you just need to like see the electric like detective
the
mode.
Thing yeah, that like happens with
he's about
face.
To, yeah, he's about to strike you. You should hit the button now.
Yeah. Cool.
So I like it. I think doing good things with that game.
Yeah.
Still the only problem I have with this game is that it has an Unreal Engine ass Batman.
Oh, you don't like it?
I don't like boxy Batman. Okay. He's a little big.
Square Batman.
He's a little big for me.
You like a sleeker Batman?
A little bit. I mean, he like...
A Batman with less sharp edges.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really cut. Like, really cut. And I'm fine with a muscular Batman, but this guy's like the size of a brick house. But
everybody else is. It's just it's a comic. True. Like, I think it's comic booky. Like, everybody's way too...
The Joker's the only one that's like...
Gangly.
He seems really frail.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got the Penguin too, and he's like
he's rotund.
Yeah.
Like he's
weird shaped.
Egg shaped.
Yeah. So, I think it's just like it fits the world of comic books.
Mm-hmm. Bane is like, Bane is off the charts.
It's pushing, big. They put the beef scaler like, all the way up. In yeah, the
they
religion.
Just they just turned it up. Like how much more? Like we want Gears of War times four. Like we want big. And it's just like when I saw Bane, it was just like, man, I forgot how big they made him in this game. Like they made him huge.
Yeah, he was. How does he compare to the last game?
Calmer.
Fits under a car.
could fit under the Batmobile for sure. Still, but no. He's about 8 feet tall.
Okay.
He's big old dude. He's about. Probably like 6 feet wide.
Wow.
He's a truck of a man.
Wow.
And they've already mentioned Croc, so I wonder if I'll see Croc again.
Yeah, but wasn't that one of the final scenes when he came across those vats of the Titan juice in Arkham
Asylum? That was Scarecrow.
No. It was floating out in the water, and Croc washes up, and he finds the vats of that stuff.
I thought it was Scarecrow.
The juiced up Joker.
I thought it was Scarecrow that found him.
Oh. Well, maybe. Giant rip Scarecrow?
That'd be weird. I'd be excited to see more Scarecrow stuff, though.
How about just a giant Godzilla battle? That's the end of the game. It's a Godzilla fight with Croc that's just stamping out Arkham City. And you jump in the Transformers robot Batman that takes the bat car, the bat van, the bat copter, bat cycle,
bat
Humvee.
So what villains would not be acceptable to you in this game?
Oh
would
boy!
Would you be willing to entertain Scarecrow again?
Yeah, sure.
I thought their stuff was pretty awesome.
I mean, it seems like they're doing a good thing with people like Mr. Freeze and.
I did see Mr. Freeze. I haven't seen him in the game yet, but I saw the video of him. He looks good.
And the Penguin, like I like what they're doing with them because normally before they're like, okay, these are just dudes who are kind of crazy. I mean, the Riddler has his, like, his saw thing going on.
He has his bowler derby.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I can't really think of... Like I said, like, some of the Clayface characters, like, the B-level weird dudes who are just, like, way too overpowered to exist in a Batman universe.
I haven't heard of Clayface yet. Would not surprise me if he had some...
Poison Ivy will probably make a Poison reoccurrence, in there. Right? She was in the first one.
Yeah, I already know that she's going to be in this one. Yeah, I don't know.
Calculator. Not interested in seeing that guy.
No. Kite Man.
Kite Man.
Perfect.
So that sounds kind of racist.
I'm pretty sure it's a thing.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Kite Man is like this obscure Batman enemy that is actually not really an enemy. What about Firefly?
Was he Batman? I thought...
Firefly was a Batman thing.
Okay.
Very briefly, but yeah.
Different from...
Like, he was like Pyromancer. He looked like freaking Rocket Man, but with flamethrowers on his arms.
No, I don't think that game could handle fire tech.
No, I don't know either.
I don't know. I can't really think of too many Bat villains that I wouldn't... I mean, they seem to be hitting
Catwoman's
all the big...
good. I like the voice characters. Of Catwoman.
Yeah.
Really good.
Halle Berry?
No, it is not Halle Berry. If it is Halle Berry, then I don't remember what she sounds like. Oh, man. But it's good. It's good so far.
Sure sounds like it. Let's talk about Dark Souls, Sean.
Yeah, let's go down this rabbit hole because this will be fun.
So last we talked, I wasn't feeling that.
Yeah, you didn't really care for it.
Yeah, but then...
Something happened.
I went out drinking. And...
As most good decisions start.
Wound up at a Red Box somewhere. Came home with the game and ended up playing it for like 5 hours. And got nowhere.
Terribly. Yeah.
But couldn't put it down. Yeah, so I played it. I was like, you know, it was the more I listened to you talk about it and all the other people who are talking about games right now, just nonstop, like Dark Souls, Dark Souls, Dark Souls. This is, you know, I fought this Taurus dude and I got hit off and the giant red dragon blew fire on me. And I was like, oh man, all those things sound cool. But I hate playing it. So I was like, well, maybe I'll just try it again and give it another chance. So I did, and it's totally grown on me. Like, I really like it. Not because it's a good game.
Right, there is something devilishly wrong with this game.
Yeah. It's fun.
But I have a problem, like, letting it go.
Mm-hmm. Like, it reminds me of like I said before, where it's like UO, like it has that MMO sort of addiction with everybody else playing it. And it's not good. Like, there are lots of flaws, but there's also, you know, just a lot of really cool things in it. Like, the rewarding kills of the boss, the fact that you know that you're doing it all on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not because you
and it's not like,
leveled up.
Yeah, and it's not like bosses where it's just like, the bosses are so huge and seem so daunting at first. And then when you finally figure out how to deal with it,
mm-hmm.
it seems so rewarding.
Yeah, it is pretty rewarding, like, to finally polish them off. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I've been giving you a solid update as to my Dark Souls
have
progress.
Been. Like whenever you have been.
John, I just found this thing. It was huge.
Yep. And it's also a little crazy to me that you have been playing this game for quite some time.
13 hours.
I'm close to like 30 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm still level 21.
I'm level 28 now. My exploration has taken me to different places than you've been.
Yeah, that's true. I've that's the thing that totally, like you had said first when it was like, you're like, the game design is actually really interesting where you double back on things. So I was like, yeah, it's cool. But the more it keeps just opening and opening and opening, I'm like, oh, I'll open this door. And, oh God, now I'm back here at the beginning of the game again.
Yeah, it's like, it's so intricately designed that you feel like, because sometimes I start to get afraid that I'm just like, I'm so far away from my comfort zone. But then the game finds a nice little way of being like, we understand you want to go to this difficult area. So here's this door that takes you back to this place that you still feel comfortable.
I see what you're saying.
Where it's this is the beginning zone. You can retreat back there.
I really like using the online side of it. Like,
yeah, you do.
Being able to read those things that people leave for you, I find so helpful. I leave my own things. Like, I'll write messages for people. I'll rate them. Like, it's like, oh, man, like, thank you. If I had not read this thing that said, watch out, tree lizard, I would have totally been killed there because I was running with no Estus Flask juice.
Those two-headed tree lizards?
Yeah, and there was somebody left a note, and I just got hit by one. I was like, oh, man, that sucked. So then there's another one on the ground, a note, and I read it, and it was like, beware the lizard. And I was like, oh, I see you. And I just full slaughter attacked that thing. And I was like, yeah, thank you. I'm going to rate your thing, guy.
Never had an issue with those tree lizards. But I almost did, though. Walked by one, and I was like, that just looks like a weird snake head.
Mm-hmm.
And then it moved, and I was like, oh, God.
Uh-huh. Well, I get I'm like, oh, a treasure chest. I'm just like, go run at it. Like,
I see completely
disrespected.
Yeah, yeah, like, that is a huge issue with that
the
game.
The game gets me all the time with
it's
that like, one.
Oh, it's a shiny thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to just sprint at it and see what happens.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Sometimes people leave those notes where they're like, awesome treasure ahead. I'm like, oh, I bet it is.
I bet it is.
And it usually is, but then it's like, well, in fact, there was
this... They forgot to inform you about...
There's this man-eating tree that would instantly kill you if you got too close to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like it where it's like, you know, pincer attack around corner. And I'm like, great, easy.
Yeah.
So far, still, the hardest boss in the entire game has been that Halen, whatever that dude... The dude in the bottom of the tower who's got the giant club and the shield who can instantly kill you even if you're blocking.
Yeah, he took me the longest.
That is still the hardest thing ever.
He took me, like, probably the... Well, no, I take that back. The Hydra has been the longest fight I've had to do so far. That hovel...
Yeah, hovel, dude, that's his name.
Yeah, that hovel dude is... He's tough, but... That was just... walk around hit, like, as long as you can keep him spinning, mm-hmm. it's just grueling more than anything.
Well, the problem with him for me is it would be you only get one misstep, like, mm-hmm. you can
you're not allowed to fuck up with him.
You could get hit, you could take a hit and run away and drink up and then get back into it,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, okay, whew, this guy, like, there's been maybe one or two occasions where he's clubbed me straight on top of my head and I've just had the smallest sliver of life, mm-hmm. left, and I'm like, oh, thank God, and he just, like, stomps me down.
But usually it's like the hits from him, like, stagger you off so much, mm-hmm. that it's like, here comes the next one.
Yep. And that's so. You know what's great, that's just so F you about Dark Souls, is enemies can stagger you, you can't stagger them, the bosses.
I have yet to stagger a boss, but there are a couple enemies.
Yeah, there are enemies you can stagger.
They will stagger for
like
a
the
second.
Trees you can stagger, but you can't stagger the bosses so far.
Yeah.
Man, just stupid fun with that game.
Yeah.
Like, terribly addictive.
And I think it's weird, but...
Also, you just told me I could run?
Yeah.
No idea. I could fucking run.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Sprint in that game.
I didn't know you could jump.
Just hold the circle button and tap. How
do you do... To what end? Why would you ever need to jump?
Dude, I'm telling you, jumping is great.
I don't think it would be. Mm-hmm. I think it would just lead to certain death.
It helps get you out of the way, because when you jump, you instantly do like a tumble roll afterwards, and it's a dodge. It's an evasion.
Oh, so it gives you invulnerability for a moment?
Yeah, for a quick moment.
Okay.
So it's a way to try to get out of the way of things.
Okay. Well, I still want to go and murder that red dragon thing the cheap way.
The cheap way?
Yeah.
Dude, that's how I did it.
Because there's...
Just fuck it.
I mean, the only way I could assume you would do it is if you summon in some dude to your game, like... Solaris or whatever his name is, like the NPC, and then you just let him tank the dragon and you sit behind it and hack away at its tail or legs.
Yeah.
But even still, it's like then it does that jet of flame down on the ground and there's nowhere to hide or cover up.
Yeah.
And the best shield that I have so far is only like a 70 or 80% fire block.
Yeah.
It's like...
Which is still like...
And that fire hits like 3 or 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, so it's... Yeah, that guy's attacks are just devastating. I just
want him to go.
Devastating.
Like, I was like, I know, I think I'll just leave him there and, you know, until somebody figures out a way to actually kill him. Yeah,
the nice thing is you can just get around him.
Yeah.
He's not something you have to fight. You probably don't have to fight him ever.
Probably not, no. But I want him to gone. I want him out of there.
Well, now that he's gone for me, it's...
There's nothing to do up there anymore.
There isn't.
It's cleared out.
I just walk around there and I'm just like... Oh, I actually kind of miss him now.
There's that guy that will sell you Book of the Guilty. That's really it.
Yeah.
Back up in the bell tower.
Yeah. And I don't...
Or absolve you of your sins. Whatever that means.
Whatever that means. That guy's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Laughs at me and...
Yeah.
Okay, was he there when you went up the bell tower originally?
I don't know.
Because when I came down, I was like, ah.
I was just so excited.
Hi.
I was like, yeah, I did it too.
Praise the sun. Have you noticed since you rang the bell that you can hear other people ringing the bell?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, because playing online, you can hear other people ring the bell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just like talking to the NPCs now, and they're like, oh, you rang the... Like, you know the guy in front of the Fireline campfire?
Yeah, he's like, what? You actually did it?
He's a freaking jerk.
He's a douchebag.
Yeah. Well, let's just stand here and talk and die and become hollows together.
Oh, speaking of... Okay, so you know, behind him, just before you go to where the skeletons are, there's that pool of water.
Mm-hmm.
Have you walked back there since you rang the bell?
Uh-uh.
Do it.
Really?
And stand still as soon as you walk through the archway.
Okay.
There's going to be some subtitles that come up on the screen. You tell me where that sound is coming from.
Is it the bird?
No, it's not the bird.
Oh.
But there's something that sounds like someone snoring.
Well, I'm not growling. Going to be able to because That's I returned right. my game.
Hey, Griff, I still own it. You can borrow it from me.
Batman.
You can hold on to this drug for me.
No, I need to play Batman and I need to finish my rage review instead of playing fucking Dark Souls.
Oh, man. I'm just going to try to not look at Dark Souls as much as possible while playing Batman.
Okay.
Just gonna hide it. I'm just gonna give it to one of my roommates and be like, here, you put this somewhere in the house and don't tell me where it is until I'm done with Batman.
That's a good idea.
Just don't tell
me. Well, I mean, if you're playing Batman, I feel like Dark Souls would be very uninteresting. I expect I will buy it, but I'll probably get it like in late November, December when we're kind of hitting that no more games period.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just play it at that point for the decline of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not like a game where I have to, like, remember what's going on in the story to drive for it. It's because there's such a lack of a story that it's just like, all I gotta do is turn it back on and be like, so what do I want to do today? Try to take over the world.
Yeah, where should I go
to
get killed?
Yep.
Because I've got about 4 or 5 different paths that I haven't even explored fully yet.
Right. Like, there's paths that I've gone down that it's like, I can see where I would like to go, but there's all this shit in the way.
Well, I've got...
To kill me.
I've got the Drake's Valley with the Wyverns
mm-hmm.
that I don't want to do because there's no good place to fight them.
There...
You could back them up a really long way.
Well, again, like, you're only going from one direction. I can show you another direction to go where you can fight them one at a time.
Whoa. How are you... You're not going from the undead dragon side?
Yeah, there's an entryway on the other side because you can see there's a bridge.
Yeah,
over there there's another.
Oh, is that the spirits? So if you go If you go down a different way in that New Londo place, there's the ghosts that you can't attack because they're dead and you have to curse yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the way?
No.
Okay, because that's another way I haven't went to yet.
And I'm I tried to fiddle with those ghosts and I realized quickly that that was going to be something that I didn't want to do.
Well, once I find a place where I can buy more curses to curse myself with...
The moss...
She sells curses, or she sells the curse removal stones?
No, she sells the that lucent curse thing that will make you be able to hurt ghosts.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
I'm going
they're
back
like,
there.
They're expensive, though. They're like 4,000 a piece.
Well, then the stones remove them is like, what, 6,000?
The one that lets you curse yourself to fight the ghost is only a temporary curse. It'll go away on its own, and it doesn't do anything to hurt you. It just makes it so you can fight ghosts.
Did you try fighting ghosts yet?
Yeah.
Can you stab them in the back?
I am not strong enough to fight them.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even like, with the Drake sword?
I cannot hurt them enough, and usually when you go in there, there's two of them, and the way that they attack, it's just really not an easy fight.
Huh,
especially since they can just phase through things.
Even when you're cursed?
Huh?
Even when you're cursed?
Yeah. Well, they can just move through objects.
Oh, that's not good.
They just kind of move wherever the fuck they want to, and it's a little aggravating, so...
So I've got a couple other routes. The other route is to the right of New Londo, like where the ghosts are. You go the other direction. There's a bunch of giant fat dudes that give you like poop.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I killed a bunch of those in the beginning.
Yeah,
of the
and
game.
You can go. That is a huge like mining area, and I started going down that whole thing, and then I fell and died. And I
don't want to go there either.
You don't like? I mean, you do.
I don't though. Why?
I've started going in that direction.
What's there?
A lot of poison.
I don't like. Well, I don't really care about poison.
A lot of poison.
Okay, so that's the other thing. I'm just the this whole game is just it's so cryptic. Like,
though the game doesn't teach you anything.
No,
when like the game teaches you the most primary. You push this button to swing.
Uh huh.
Use this button to hold your thing.
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Go.
I was really curious when I first started the game, and you're going through the asylum, and you talk to that first knight. Who gives you the Estus Flask?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm gonna just say no. And I did.
Did he tell you? Did he just like make
he's
you
like,
take it?
He's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, well, have fun with your journeys.
You don't have to take
you
it.
You do not have to take the Estus Flask.
Oh my god.
And if you don't, you can't get it.
Oh my god.
You can't just.
Can you imagine how fucked you would be in that game without that thing? Holy shit. That game, the Estus Flask is the number one godsend of that game.
The only. You would just have to just keep bouncing back from bonfire to bonfire.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But, God, it would be so terrible.
It would be impossible.
Terrible. Unless you, like, were a cleric of some sort and you could heal yourself with a healing spell.
Yeah.
But even that...
I guess that would be one way.
That's one way. But that's still kind of rough.
Yep. So as soon as I did that, I was like, this character can't live anymore.
Wait, can you go back to him and get it from him?
No.
He's
because
just like,
once
no,
you say
you.
No, he's like, well, enjoy your journeys.
And
I'm
then
about
dies.
To die.
Oh, then he dies. Oh,
well, right. He still stays alive. Like, he mumbles about becoming a hollow, but,
oh, okay.
You know, he never brings up the conversation where it's like, you know, oh, video games, you said no, but now I'm just going to repeat the same thing over and over again until you pick the right answer.
No, they don't want you to do
like,
that.
No, you made you chose your decision,
you,
man.
You made your bet. You lied.
Exactly. So you really like how you made this custom appearance? Well, now you're going to have to do it again, asshole.
Yep. Also, your custom appearance doesn't really matter.
Whatever, man.
Most times you're not going to see your face, and even if you do see your face, you look so
no way.
Tattered.
I'm like all human all the time now.
Are you? Really?
I just have... I'm so weird. Once you go into the depths, there's rats everywhere. Okay. Like, it's millions of rats. Like, I've got, I think, somewhere around 10 to 15 humanities just in my... pouch, like in my backpack thing, like as items, and then Jesus. I'm at two after I've been consistently kindling and turning human or turning human after like every little area, because the higher that number is, the greater chance you get of item drops.
Huh.
So that's probably why I got that really messed up awesome pole arm from that thing, is because I probably had like four humanities on at that time. And
dude, I am like never in a human state. I'm always just...
But I realized, man, it's great because you can summon in...
Right, the NPCs.
Not just NPCs, other dudes too.
Other people.
Who want to help you, because if they kill bosses for you, then they get humanity out of it.
That's so weird. Mm-hmm. I don't enjoy the online aspect of this. It's great. I just want to live in my own little world of hell.
No, it's cool, man. Like
circle of hell.
It adds another layer of comfort when it shows you, like, okay, I'm going to go into this white door and there's like 15 glowing strips on the ground that say, would you like to invite this person to your game? So I'm like, this probably has to be a boss. So I tried to invite people before I did the Capper Demon, but they all just failed.
Yeah.
So I just went over there and killed it myself on first go. And then when I went to the gaping dragon, I invited the Solaris, the NPC, and he just came in, and that dude's a beast. Just tanked that dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I'll try to get some humanity going.
Dude, get to that gaping dragon. It's awesome. It's like, it is probably the best fight in the game.
And this is another thing that Dark Souls has done for me. It's like, I die in that game. As long as it's not some stupid, oh, I messed up dying, and it's like, I meet something that's just, like, outrageous, and it just, like, tears me apart. I'm just like, how am I ever going to defeat this thing? This mm-hmm. is going to be fun to learn.
No, the gaping dragon, from when I played it late at night, like, I was like, I'm probably not in the best mental state to be taking this giant creature on, but I was like, well, at the very least, I'm just going to cut off its tail and then get this weapon from it, which you get great giant Drake axe that does like 380 damage, but it also takes like 55 strength to wield.
Good lord.
So I don't think I'll ever be using that. what happened was the Solaris guy was in there just running this thing around. I was just running after its butt, cutting the tail off it. And that thing has a ton of health, but after the tail has an attack, so, you know, you're always guarding. So I cut the tail off, and then the gaping dragon went crazy, killed Solaris, like, took him down halfway health, just murdered him instantly.
Wow.
After him, like, being really good at keeping alive through all its attacks. So then I had to take it on, and it has, like, only a couple attacks, which aren't too bad. Like, it'll rear up and flop down at you, and then if it flops down, it'll sometimes, like, scramble across the ground and, like, belly crawl until it hits a wall. You can block all that except for the flop, which will instantly kill you if you get right underneath it. Otherwise, you can just clip and you're fine. The other one is it'll, like, do this crazy leg stomp where it just smashes the ground with one of its feet in front of it. That's really easy to avoid. It has a big swipe, has a tail whip, and then it has, it'll fly into the air and do a belly flop, or else if you get behind it for too long, it'll fly up into the air and it'll belly flop on you. And then the other one is it does this like acid leak where, lays on the ground
on the floor.
And its stomach vomits this nasty, like, green yellow liquid out. And it doesn't, I don't know if I just evaded it twice perfectly, but it didn't hurt me. What I've read is that it does, it massively reduces your durability of your equipment. So you can't get touched by it in a battle. Otherwise,
starts burning your
equipment. Yeah, you're worthless.
Great.
Yeah, so.
Perfect.
So I got it down to about 1/3 health, which is when it starts doing the acid leak.
1/3 health left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. After you hit about the halfway mark, then
it starts
to pick up a little bit.
So is that just when you, like, take off the good armor and just start freeballing it?
No, man, you just don't get hit by the damn acid.
God, I just would hate. I haven't broken any equipment yet.
Yeah, I just repairing them all the time.
Yeah,
it's not too hard. Just every.
But I'm just afraid of what happens if you actually break something.
Oh, I don't know.
That's what I'm afraid of.
I just don't. I mean, the thing is, for me at this point now, I try to not keep souls on me. Like when I'm exploring new areas, I'm like, can I level up yet? Great. Okay, just pump some.
Just turn them out because you're just going to lose them.
Yeah, usually I'm just like, I'm going to repair all my stuff.
Gambling at this point. It's like, I have a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money. I could try to get more money.
Yep.
I could die.
Upgrading weapons and armor. Like, I'm just doing that to be like, so I don't have this on me when I go into a new area.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, inviting the NPC is really helpful. I can't imagine having to fight that thing on your own. But having maybe a little stronger weapon would help out.
Did you invite the NPC for the gargoyle?
No, I wasn't human. I didn't. After that fight is when I discovered what humanity, like the ticker of humanity, and why it just said like 3 or 4 on there for the entire
round. Did you
I died my first time on the gargoyle, and then I fought it again.
Twice on the gargoyle.
Because I didn't have any Estus Flask when I went up to it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, we'll just give this a try.
Yeah, that would... How'd you deal with the freaking sorcerer with all of his stupid things the first time?
Who is this sorcerer?
Sorcerer just before the Bell Gargoyle.
Oh, I shot him with arrows.
Oh, okay. That's how everybody dealt with him.
I don't know. He wasn't shooting me. Like, when I was standing in front of him, he wouldn't do anything.
Like, all of his weird...
He would just shoot the magic arrow.
Yeah.
And then
there's those weird things that come out after you.
What?
Those stupid... He has those minions that come after you. Those stupid pink people.
Oh, those people? Well, yeah. They can't come to you if you're on the bottom level.
Wait, what?
You can shoot them from the ground level. Yeah, I just stood at the altar where you get the fire kindler
pistol,
and I just shot him, and he'd send a bullet at me, and I'd walk away to cover, and he'd stop, and I'd walk out right in front of him, and I just used like 3 heavy arrows on him and killed him. I was like, meh, I thought that was a boss or something.
That's ridiculous.
Because I've heard people having trouble with them. I was like, that was really stupid.
That's ridiculous.
There's another one right before you fight the dragon, too.
Oh.
And he buffs the dragon if you don't kill him.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I got killed by a dude.
Huh?
By a real-life dude.
Oh, you did you? Mm-hmm. Somebody invaded your world? And...
Yeah, I was in the depths of the sewers, and it was like, your world has been invaded by a dark... What is it?
Phantom.
Dark phantom, yeah. I was like, oh, crap.
Oh, God.
Because I kept seeing all these marks on the ground that was like, dark phantoms around here, be careful. And I was like, that must just be a joke. Because why would they be in the sewers of all places?
Mm-hmm.
Dude just, you know, red glowing dude just comes running, just trucking at me. So I was like, okay. First one that came after me, I killed him. Because he was really bad. Like,
good.
He ran at me, and he just was swinging furiously, and I just sidestepped him and cut him in the back with the Drake sword, and he died. Second guy had some weird fucking, like, rapier sword that he could just constantly attack with and have no stamina lost, and anytime it hit me, it set me on fire. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
Have you ever stood around a bonfire for a while and just, like, watched, like, the crazy shit that you see rolling through?
Yeah. I expect that my chick looks pretty messed up right now.
Oh, you're playing a lady person then?
Oh, yeah.
It's complete sense to me.
Uh-huh. I'm playing a lady.
What kind of armor are you wearing?
I'm wearing just a mess of everything.
Okay.
I got my pig hat on.
Pig hat?
Yeah, the armored boar hat. The war boar hat. Okay, so when you're going after you kill the underneath the red dragon, if you take a left up those stairs and there's that like drawbridge or there's that gate, you can like kind of before you go to the blacksmith.
Yeah.
There's a pig there.
Yeah.
You kill it.
Yeah.
You get a helmet.
What?
You didn't get a helmet?
No.
Oh.
What the fuck?
I just lit it on. It was so easy. He ran at me and I ducked into this doorway, like to the sewers.
Yeah.
And I just walked out and cut him in the ass and then threw fire on him and he died.
Yeah, I killed him too, but...
No, I got this sweet pig helmet
that's
like... I just got like,
souls for it. I didn't get any
props. It looks like I'm Pumbaa, man. Like, yeah, it's awesome. I
imagine it is awesome. I've seen this hat on other people, but...
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's
got that hat.
I don't get drops at all. I get nothing in this game. Everything I have, I've worked my ass off to get.
I got that hat is what I'm wearing, and then I got... I'm wearing just plain leather armor for the... leather armor... No. Not anymore. I got this new chest piece from this guy in the depth sewers. Really weird vendor who sells the clothes off his body. Yeah.
Weird.
So I bought his... He's got, like, a helmet of wisdom, like, chest piece of glory, leggings of the, like, the wanderer, and then arms of, like, valiance or something. I don't know. They're all named something, and they all have different attributes. They all suck, except for the chest piece, which is really good. It's, like... heavy knight armor that's not that heavy and has really good secondary like bleed, poison, and curse mitigation as well, which is abnormal for heavy knight armor.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing that, and then the black thief pants, which are the best pants I've come across so far, which you probably got those now, right?
Yeah, as a thief, that's what your starting equipment.
Oh, the black leather?
The black leather.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, then I have tattered cloth, which is what I started as, as pyromancer, and I use those on the arms, because they have just massive poison removal.
Oh.
That's why I don't care about poison, man. I just put on my cloth set, and it's like, I don't get poisoned.
Really? That's cool.
The bar never fills up.
Hmm. Huh. I am now wearing Eastern armor. Whoa. I found this in a very deep part of the forest that I should not be in.
Sweet.
It's really cool. Looks very like Eastern. It has a big old lion's head on the left side that's cool. Metal. And then I have like some like samurai-esque looking plates on the right side. And this like helmet that's all Middle Eastern looking.
Kind of Middle Eastern?
Yeah. It's this weird like blending of like...
Does it Middle look
Eastern
like
and like
a sultan hat? It's like a big onion head.
No, but it does come up to a point.
Oh,
at the top, almost like an onion head. It just doesn't onion out. It just doesn't dome out.
Have you murdered any NPCs to take their weapons?
Really thinking about murdering that one onion head looking.
The fat guy.
Yeah. Really want to kill that guy.
I just want that fat armor.
I do want the fat armor too. He also wields his wayhander.
Mm?
You don't notice this, but I.
Don't you have one?
I do have one.
Why would you want another one?
I don't know. Maybe his is fancy.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Wait, how'd you get him to stand up?
So this is, I accidentally kicked him. Just pushed him. And then he like, he moved back and stood up. And then that's when his sword comes out. And I was just like, oh God, I don't know if I really want to fight this dude. And then he just stood there. And I was like, oh, okay. It's fine.
We're cool, right, fat guy?
And, well, I just went up and talked to him. But He just said the same thing about the gate not opening, and it's just like...
You get different dialogue. Now I really want this. Well, you get a lot of different dialogue from people if you're in a human state, too.
Oh, really?
It changes from human to hollow. Like, usually when you're hollow, people are like, ha ha ha, being hollow. Well, sometimes there's good to come out of that. But when you're in human, they'll actually talk to you about, like, what they're doing there, things that are going on in the world, like... I don't know if I'm learning more about the world of Dark Souls or if I'm just, like, piecing things together in a false way in my brain. It's like, oh, I get it now.
You might be.
To ring the bells, to take the signs away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Because they talk about humans, but they're not humans.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Yeah, humans and not humans. And
well, they're saying, like, the new Londo world, like, the whatever that world you're in, that's not a world of humans.
Yeah, it's not. It's the world of the undead.
Yeah.
Like, it's this weird leftover place.
I don't get it, man. Did you join a covenant yet?
No. But see, I don't enjoy the online aspect of this game at all.
But that's not you're not joining a covenant to, like, go do guild runs or, like...
I know.
I'm gonna run Gaping Dragon on Heroic, man.
I just don't want anything to do with other people in this game.
It's not, though. I was reading about a couple of them that you joined, and most of them have just, like, different implications in the world you're in. Like, okay. You get new abilities, you get new weapons.
Oh, wait, no. I did join one, like, at the very, very beginning of this game.
The white...
Yeah, Covenant of the White, or Way of the White, or some crazy thing
The
like
Lawful
that.
Good.
Yeah.
Lame choice, John.
Well, dude, I can denounce that at a later point. I don't know how else to join another covenant. Is that dude in the crazy bell tower, does he have a covenant?
You can remove him from him.
Is that my sins?
No, those are different, which I think have something to do with if you are in a covenant and you do something that goes against that covenant,
I can remove
then you can remove them that way.
I see.
I want to join the, what's his name? You know the guy in the opening video who's like all the skulls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nilo? Milo? Milo? Something like that.
Yeah.
He has a covenant, which is the, what is it? Lawful chaotic. No, chaotic.
Chaotic neutral.
No, it's ordered. Was it lawful good? So it's lawful evil?
Yeah.
Like the ordered. Ordered chaos or whatever.
Yeah, lawful good would be complete good, and lawful evil would be complete evil, wouldn't it?
No. It's like there's the chaotic evil, which chaotic. Just is like the people that go into other games and murder everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's right.
There's like the pure neutral, which is like a
chaotic
hunter's guild.
Neutral.
Yeah, chaotic neutral.
You just do whatever you want.
I don't even know what it, neutral. Yeah, like it's
completely whatever.
Well, you're a hunter's guild, and you just exist in this one little realm where if anybody goes into this realm, you have to you and a couple other people have to go kill them. Like, a real person, if they go in there, you get summoned there, and you have to go murder them. But if you murder this one other person, you're kicked out of the guild.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So I want to join this...
I don't understand any of this.
I don't either.
I want... I have very, very little interest.
I just want to join this thing
because
you get this crazy awesome sword and you get to hang out with Skull Guy.
Where are you finding this, like, information?
Just on forums, man. Like, you look around, I'm like, so, tell me about covenants.
Tell me.
And the weirdest thing is, like, I'll find those and then I'll, like, do another search and look on some websites. It's the same information copied and pasted.
Yeah.
So it's like one person has discovered this out.
Do you suppose that this is just stuff that's being, like,
no, just, it's not just, drip fed by From. Just it's there's one guy out there who's done this and he's taken the time to actually write up this, and then everybody else is like, that's what it is.
That freaking guy from Game Informer that's beaten this game like 3 times already. Did you read the little thing about the guy that did the 90-minute speed run on Dark Souls?
No.
I was just
90 minutes?
90 minutes.
Wow.
That's absurd.
I suppose. I don't know how you do that.
I don't know how you do that either. You just, like, beeline it straight for it.
Because you would have to fight probably, what, like, you'd have to fight at least 2 bosses, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
The gargoyles and...
You have to fight the Taurus demon.
Oh, yeah.
You have to at least fight that one at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, that's easy, though.
But that's easy.
Actually, you could finish that one pretty easily, yeah.
Yeah. And then you fight the Taurus demon, doing pretty much the same tactics. You don't have to fight the red dragon.
Nope.
You don't have to fight that boar, really, either.
Nope.
That
would pretty much just be it for that. You could get that done, and then I don't know where the next bells would be.
Yeah.
I've also heard after that bell is done, that's when it opens up again, and it's like, you need to go do another million things.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I still haven't been back. I can't figure out how to go to the asylum. I can't figure out how to go to the painting.
Yeah, the painted world. About,
but I don't think I'm that far yet. Like, yeah. I don't think I've been in Arlondo. Like, Arlondo or something like that.
New Londo?
No. New Londo is like the basement.
Yeah.
There's a different place called like Arlondo or Arunlondo.
Mm.
So, lots more to do.
Game is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Game is huge.
I don't know, though. I just want Batman to take me away from it. Save me, Batman.
Save me, Batman.
Save me for myself, Batman.
Batman, please save me.
Dear Batman.
I'm stuck in a dark, dark place. I need help.
Yeah, but that game's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, now the people are talking about Game of the Year possibility for Dark Souls. I don't think they're crazy anymore.
You drinking the Kool-Aid.
Somebody could make a good, valid point for that.
It definitely does something that no games really do.
Exactly.
And
not anymore. And for good reason.
Right, exactly. But games just don't really do this.
What do you compare that with? Demon Souls?
Yeah, there's one strong comparison, and that's Demon's Souls. But, I mean, it's the spiritual successor. I mean, it's essentially the same game.
Right. Well, I think there's a lot of people that make it different.
There's enough change in this game that I think it makes it more playable than the other one was.
Yeah.
But still. I would compare it. Let's go all the way back. To NES days,
mm-hmm.
Dragon Warrior.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just dude starting out, you have a very small basis for a story. There's a princess somewhere. Got to get her from a dragon.
Dragons.
And then it just, you go.
Yeah, I get you.
You just go out and kill some things until you're strong enough to go kill some other things. They don't tell you where the hell you should be going in that game either. It's just like, the green dragon's got the princess. And then it just opens up from there. And it's like, yeah, like at the beginning of Dark Souls, like there's not just one bell, two bells.
It's very much in the very classic game design, like Metroid, like original Metroid.
Yeah.
Like this game just started and now I can go left or right.
Yeah.
And I have a gun to shoot things.
Yeah. You just start playing that game.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's very, very plain and basic as far as what it wants to tell you, and it wants you to just really, really evolve yourself, not just the character you're playing.
I really like the side of it where it's the way video games seem to be moving, especially in these past console generation, is games are becoming more cinematic. It's becoming more focus on set pieces and on a very linear, limited story that happens one time and you're done with it. And then your hook is your multiplayer that keeps you coming back to the same characters and mechanics that you were used to. But it seems like this game is something that completely derails that that trend and brings video games back to a form and content to create a story and narrative instead of it just being like being drug around by your nose. Mm-hmm. It's like what you're doing and what's being presented to you is what is happening and what's the story of this game, not let me sit you down and tell you about.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like compare it to one of the best games that we'll probably play this year, which will be Uncharted 3.
You don't know that. It could be terrible.
It could be terrible.
Subway.
Subway is starting to ruin this a little bit for me. But $5 footlongs. But time to foot I mean, before like what you're telling
before
me.
Work tonight.
Well, I mean, what you're saying is accurate. Where you just it leads you to what you're supposed to be doing. It does it in a cinematic way. It's telling a story, and it's good. But you also, but the way this game is completely different. It doesn't feel the need to hold your hand. Doesn't feel the need to try to like lure you in with a fancy story.
Well, I mean, yeah, it doesn't spoon feed it to you. It doesn't do like your Gears of War, even like a Dead Space or you know what Batman's doing, where it's like the story is what's happening or is what's being told to you, and you are just going from point A to point B to get the next little bit of information or to get the next cutscene.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is there are no the cutscenes are few and far between, and they're not informative.
Yeah, the last cutscene that I ever saw in Dark Souls is when I rang the bell, and that's like 5 seconds long.
Yeah, you get one when you fight the gaping dragon.
Oh, okay.
It's good, too.
Cool.
Yep.
I'm so excited for this.
Find that dragon.
Awesome. Well, there's one when you go out to fight the bell gargoyle where you walk out there and
yep. It
like, comes alive. But these are just small little set piece-y things.
Right.
It's
less of it's a cutscene to the drama show of the story. It's more of like, check out this awesome enemy for just a moment while while you have a chance to.
Yeah. Appreciate this for what we designed it for.
Right. Or the bell tower where you're like, oh my god.
It just makes you feel that release where right. You're just like...
well, climb. Hope when I... my only thought was when that cutscene was going, I was like, I hope when this is over, I don't have to climb back down.
Yeah. I was thinking like, I hope when I climb back down... there's not shit that's going to try to kill me on the way down.
Yeah. It's not that mean, though.
Yeah, it's... I mean, it is really... how much of Demon Souls did you play?
None. Didn't touch it.
This is... I really feel like this is not nearly as mean to you as Demon Souls was.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine how terribly evil that game
was.
Yeah,
just cruel.
Also, that game had so much more going on. In it's like the way that you gained levels and the way that you acquired things and the way
really?
That you dealt with the world that
oh the hub world
the
and,
hub
oh
world
God,
and going
to
different areas of the
just
world
people oh I did play it never yeah no yeah. I played it and it was freaking crazy.
Yeah, it's just it's too much stuff, and if you're not going to explain any of this stuff
yep.
How can I ever hope to achieve anything?
Is it a white world, black world?
Yeah.
Is the souls in yeah. flux or in is it eclipsing or waning?
So, yeah. Oh my gosh. So this is a lot more refined, a lot simpler. Even though it's not explaining anything to you, it's still not so much stuff that you can still piece it together.
Right. I don't even know how to run, man. Made it this far without running.
There's worse things you could not.
So is that probably how you make it to the Hydras? You run at it, right? Instead of just sauntering at it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah,
this is so much easier.
Yeah, because otherwise there's no way you're getting past those,
well, I was
those
wondering,
water volleys.
When I got to that red dragon, like for the first time, it took me like 4 tries to get to the stairway.
Yeah, this is a good point where I'm like, how did you even make it if you didn't know how to sprint?
No, because I was thinking about it. I was like, John didn't have too much. I was like, okay, go. And you were able to go and get underneath it when we were talking about going underneath the mm-hmm. after the flames. And I was like, I can't even get about halfway here.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put my shield on and took a volley of flames and then just sprint or just jogged as fast
as
I could
as
and
could.
Jump rolled into the fire down the stairs, and that's the first time I made it. I was like, oh, crickets, that was close.
No, man, like, sprinting, it's all the rage in Dark Souls.
Oh, man, yeah. That would make backtracking so much better.
Yeah, also being able to just run through places.
Yeah, I suppose, if you didn't want to have to fight things.
Yeah, just running past them sometimes works.
Damn it.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking about doing when I go to the Valley of the Drakes next time.
What are you gonna run past?
Those drakes. I can kill them. It just takes forever. They're so strong, and they jump, and then they
jump.
Yeah, they can jump.
Oh man,
they can jump, and they breathe lightning, and lightning sucks.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, the drakes suck there. I didn't know they could jump. They usually just turn around when I get behind them and cut them up.
They can hop backwards really quickly.
Wonder if you can get them to just fall off the ledge.
Possibly, maybe. Though I wouldn't put it past them to just fly. But they're kind of small. Maybe.
But you're telling me it doesn't automatically just hurt you when you get up to them, right?
No.
Just doesn't take off like a fourth of your health every time you run up to a wyvern?
Not experienced this, no. And I've fought them a few times.
Hmm. Weird.
That's weird.
That's very strange. It doesn't even give me a prompt like I got hit or something. It's just like I lose some health.
I'm
like,
how many times did you try to fight these things?
I tried to fight them 3 or 4 times, and then I gave up after I died I fell off a cliff fighting the wyvern, and I ran back to it, and I was like, I'm going to get my souls and fight you again. And then I just immediately just fell straight off the cliff, didn't get my souls back, and I was like, well, there goes 6,000.
That's what I was going to tell you, by the way. To get to them in the other way, so where you can fight them one at a time, you know where you fought that Knight of Gwyn that has the pole arm that you got?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's that grass shield down on that body.
Mm-hmm.
Just like up where the path takes that turn, and there's that bonfire.
Yeah.
Keep going down.
Oh, is the elevator by the bonfire?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It
takes you into...
Oh, shit.
It takes you into Valley of the Drakes, and you can see right into that castle mouth opening. You just got to kill those 4 drakes.
Because I've read that's a really simple section. Like, hardest part is the undead dragon and the wyverns themselves. Like, there's nothing else there.
Really?
And you clear it out, and there's some items. There's some good items and, like, an NPC I read. I didn't read anything about them. I was just like, why do I want to go here? There's some stuff. You can check it out. I was like, really want to kill that undead dragon. Like, really bad.
I killed it today. It was good.
Yeah.
I was satisfied. It was oddly
stupid.
Easy. Oddly easy for me. Because just like you said, I was really expecting
it to do... How many bolts did it take? Did you use great bow on it?
I had a long bow, and I purchased about 140 heavy arrows and used about 50 of them.
Okay. I bought like 70 heavy arrows.
I'm sorry, not 50. I probably used about 80 of them.
Okay. Well, I bought about 75 thinking like, if this doesn't work out,
but
I can just
have
it
your
away.
Pyromancy. I don't know how much damage that
it does. A lot more than the arrows do. It's a lot easier. So I just lit that dragon up and took about... a third of its health off, and then I used the bow for a little bit, and after about 20 arrows I was like, nope, I'm done with this. This is taking way too long.
It didn't take me that long. Just
cut it up, man.
Do you auto lock onto it, or did you
aim? I just locked onto it, and I was doing like 15 damage a hit. Not worth my time. I'm gonna go cut it with this sword.
Yeah, mine were doing about 46-47.
Do you have really high dexterity or something?
Yeah, I have like a 23 dexterity.
Oh, I feel like 12.
Yeah. But I started out as a thief, so my dexterity was pretty high.
Oh, is it naturally higher?
My dexterity started out like a 18.
See, this
18
is the
or something.
One improvement that game needs is there needs to be a way that I can actually be like, I can ping you and be like, hey, I want to just view your character sheet.
I can always show it to you.
Well, I mean, like, I want that feature in the game needs to be like, so standing around at the bonfire and seeing dudes is really cool, but
yeah,
like,
I would like to be able to like actually view what...
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I like that little bit of mystery there.
Yeah.
But I would like to be able to, like...
I saw a dude that had a helmet with antlers on it.
Well, that's the wise helmet. It has, like, 2 horns coming off it.
Yeah, and there's, like, stuff on them.
Yeah, I think that's the helmet of the wise.
Oh.
It's not very good.
Oh, okay. It was ridiculous.
Not a good helmet.
Oh, okay.
Pig helmet. Way better.
Pig helmet. Better. I kind of want to see your character.
This is really goofy.
Oh.
Yeah, so, Dark Souls... Talk about this forever, but
yeah,
I think we spent like 40 minutes, so we're good.
Yeah, I mean, again, like I said before,
I never play this game again.
Dark Souls, much like talking about Lost, like unless you play it, like you just don't know unless you like play it, unless you experience it for yourself. It
sure,
sounds like it just psychobabble,
right?
And then I killed the pig, and then I ran up the thing,
right?
And there was
the horse demon was there, and I jumped on it, but then he jumped up there, and he was like, and I hit my head. Like,
this is us at work the other day when we were just talking about all this, and people were like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah. Did you get the?
But I was fighting the skeletons with the exploding skulls.
Oh,
and
yeah,
ran down the thing.
Kick
and
him off
the
ledge.
Guy shooting fire.
the fucking guy shooting like fire.
Nonsense. Just sounds like nonsense.
Fall off the edge when you talk to the blacksmith.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Fell off the top of that tower by the dragon.
Okay.
Somebody left a note that said attack here, which I'm assuming was the note like where you snipe the dragon. Right. But I was like, maybe this has something to do with something else. So I just got right on the edge and swung my sword. It just dropped all the way out the tower.
Did you die?
Nope.
Oh, did it just hurt a lot?
Yeah.
Just hurt a lot. Still alive, though.
Yeah. There's actually, I found a lot of things where you could do that. Like, you could really cheese a lot of bosses if you drug them out far enough.
Oh, yeah. No, dude. That is one of the... I have to assume that this game is built this way, that, like, cheesing things.
The Cabra Demon, I'm assuming, at one time, was built with a square room and dogs in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Like, put stairs in it.
They're like, no, you need this... Or else it needs to work A or B, whereas you create this boss, and you're like, okay, it's unrelenting, furious attacks, never ending, with two other monsters that are just constantly attacking you too. So it's like, okay, so now we have this, and the player obviously is not equipped to fight a battle like this, so what can we do to the environment to give them that advantage? Or is it made from the... We made this environment where we have stairs going up and a little platform that goes across the top, and you can just drop off it. And it's a long stairway, so it takes a while to get up it. So what kind of enemy can we build that would make this,
boss?
Exactly. What would seem like the most impossible boss to fight, and then you just realize, oh, well, I just
if I just do this
bananas
trick,
and pajamas this thing.
Yeah. Yep. That is one of my favorite things about that game, where it's just like, cheesing it, like, mm-hmm. with the Taurus demon, where I was just like, I'm gonna be smart and I'm gonna climb up this ladder and then jump on its head, but I stared at it for a little too long and it jumped up there with me, and I was like, ah, oh, damn it.
Yeah, I was like, oh great, I'll just drink my Estus flask while I'm up here and it'll be great. He's like, hey, can I have some too?
Yeah,
yeah. Crushed me instantly. Mm-hmm. just
jumps right up there and mauls your face.
Like I told you, it's like the gaping dragon thing. I was like, actually, this fight is not too bad. And, you know, I was dodging everything. I was doing really well. And then he hit me with one hit, and I was running. I was slowly jogging away because I couldn't fucking run.
Sprint.
And I tried to use my flask or something, and he hits me again. And I was like, oh, crap. And I'm down on the ground. And it looked like he hit me with his... He body slammed me. And I had maybe a 16th of my health left. So just a little bit. And I was like, that's pretty cool that didn't kill me. Nope. While I'm laying on the ground, he scoops me up with his hand and then throws me into the air, bends backwards, and I land in his maw, and his like big gaping chest vagina consumes me.
God.
That's awesome. Like, you died. I'm like, oh, really? Did I?
Really?
Thank you.
Is that what you call
Where
that?
Are my souls now, huh? You tell me that game.
I feel like the game is a little gracious about handing your souls back to you.
It's got to be a timer, like... 3 seconds before death.
Yeah.
Especially with fall damage.
Mm-hmm. If you fall off a cliff, it puts it, like, a few feet before the cliff.
Mm-hmm. Or like if you... I found if I die, like, in a corner or, like, something that's, like, kind of environmentally challenging, like, if it's, like, a cave that's a dead end, it'll stick it outside.
It pushes it to a reasonable location most times.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain times where I'm like, I know where they put those souls.
Right.
I'm not going back for them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no hope in going back for them.
Just let it go. Just let them go.
Because best case scenario is I get them back and then I die.
Mm-hmm. You just got to do the. You got to do the shuttle. What is it for EverQuest? The body count run or something like that, where you just keep shuttling back and forth from the grave to your body and leaving these little tombstone markers as a pathway to your progress.
Yeah. So you want to talk about news?
Yeah, Dark Souls out.
God, oh my.
Let's talk about news here quickly, because there's not too much happening, honestly. There's a rumor based on this picture sent to somebody at Joystick that Ezio is going to be a character in the new Soul Calibur 5.
That makes so much more sense than
Yoda
and Darth Vader and Starkiller.
Yeah, although the picture does look a lot like Ezio from Assassin's Creed 2. Or Brotherhood, excuse me. So, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it's just not the most up-to-date Ezio. No hook blades.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would rather prefer Assassin's Creed 2 over...
I mean, it doesn't... Honestly, Ezio. It really doesn't matter. But it's like, still, it's a good fit. It's cool. It fits that timeline.
You suppose they do Ezio and Altair?
No.
No? Different?
I doubt it. I doubt it. I mean, it's not like you could do, like, bet you could have, like, a different costume on him that looks like the Altair costume, maybe.
Sure.
That wouldn't be unrealistic. But nobody's confirmed this yet. But, I mean, the screenshot that this guy sent in, he's selectable on the character screen.
Mm-hmm.
And he has an image going up against another character, so. Mm. I think it's pretty cool. I'm down with that. That seems like a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
The other news is Trenched. Well, there's been kind of a Double Fine explosion happened with Psychonauts coming out for Mac, finally, and available on PC through Steam. They also are going to be patching Trenched and releasing new content. Patching it such that it now matches up with its European brother, so it's now known as Iron Brigade, no longer Trenched.
This concerns me about things that are already in the game.
Nope, they're still called Trenches.
Okay.
Anytime anything is referred to, the any Trenched reference, gone. Trenches, fine.
So the mobile mech suits that
Trenches.
You're, yeah. They are Trenches.
No, but the game is called Iron Brigade, not Trenches. So when you go and you look it up on your profile to see your achievements for Trenches, or for Trenched, it says Iron Brigade.
Huh.
Kind of weird. Yeah. So that'll be patched with an update so everybody can play together across continent now. There's going to be a new DLC called, what is it? Rise of the Martian Bear.
Yeah.
And then there's supposed to be some other new final wave-based thing going on, like there's going to be an unlock for a new last wave Gears of War style horde combat.
Okay.
You play online.
Cool.
Yep, and then there's this other new thing that Double Fine is doing called, Happy Action Theater, yeah. Which is going to be using the Kinect to...
It's another kids sort of thing along line with the Sesame Street game.
Kind of. Now this is, I can't find this information anywhere on the internet. Like nobody, Double Fine doesn't have it coming up. I can't find it. It all just comes from Giant Bomb when they're talking about when they spent physical time with them in their offices for something completely unrelated.
Sure.
But they said Tim Schafer was saying he wants to make a game for kids and drunk people.
Oh.
Yeah. And he said his reason for doing it is when he watched the team making, Once Upon a Monster, he was like, the problem was like, well, what if we have fail states? Like, how do we deal with fail states? And he's like, how do we deal with, like, if something moves and then the game freezes up? Like, are kids going to know how to calibrate the Kinect? And they're like, well, like, what do we do with that? So his solution was like, I just want to make a game where none of that matters.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make a game where you don't lose and where if some other thing happens that screws up, like, what's, like, the arm tracking, it just makes the game that much better. So this game
it sounds like a very good endeavor.
It does, and yeah, what I've heard is they're talking about playing it, and they said it's awesome because like it can read like six or seven people.
What?
Yeah, and it says there's one game where
we're forgetting this game.
There's like I would totally play this one, but they're talking about like they had it set up, and the Kinect was reading three people, and then the fourth person was being read as, like, the curtains in the background, and there was a slight breeze in the room, so every time you would move, like, a star or something would shoot out of your body from a different part, so this curtain was just waving in the background, had all these stars just flying out of it, and they're like, it just made it better, or just some different examples, like... You know, one of the games is it fills the room up with bubbles, and you just go crazy punching and kicking bubbles. And it's like, the best comment was Tim Schafer's like, did you guys get done with that yet? Aren't you guys finished with that game? And the people playing were like, how do we quit? And he's like, well, stop hitting the darn bubbles. And then everybody's like trying to not move, but the Kinect's still like reading these tiny little movements, and balls are just coming flying in the room. It sounds cool. Like, it just sounds like... Yes, somebody made a game where you try and break the Kinect.
Yes. Perfect. It's all we've wanted for the last 2 years, Griff.
Yep.
Something to break that damn thing.
Yeah. Other news, we've got the North America and European date for PlayStation Vita. February 22nd on store shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Still no news on what... This is the reason why I kind of feel bad writing this news article up, because honestly, there's not much to say. Like, I could regurgitate what the press release was, where it's like, we've got X, Y, and Z games coming to PS Vita, but no dates for any of them. Mm-hmm. They don't say if it's launch title sets or not. And then they just talk about the specs, like, it's got the rear touch.
So it's all E3 nonsense.
It's again. The same. Yeah, it's like
these will be games that'll come out for this.
Yep.
This is what this is going to operate like.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's got cameras, it's got the Vita Play, it's got this great screen, you know, touch screen, back screen, two analog sticks, all your gaming desires. And nothing in there about, you know, what the 3G networking is actually going to be like, how that plan works. Nothing going to be like, nothing about launch titles or there's this rumor going around about trading in your UMDs, but it is
was
mentioned at a Japanese press conference fairly recently for the Vita, and it was just like, we're working on it, and that was it.
Perfect.
So who knows what that means again.
Mm-hmm.
Triple again.
Mm-hmm.
So February 22nd, set aside $249 US.
It's a lot more reasonable.
Isn't it? It actually sounds almost like nothing at this point.
$250, I'd probably swing that next probably
just
April.
I just won't go buy my 4S.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll just get this Vita instead.
I feel like you'd probably be better off buying your 4S.
No.
No?
Then the Vita? Dude, come on. I'd touch it in the back.
You can just... You don't really need to touch it in the back. You can just touch it in the front.
Uh-uh. Rear touch.
All right.
You pinch things with that screen, man. Right. That's cool.
You could always buy both. I've already got my 4.
Ugh.
iPhone 4.
You have 4S, man.
You just want to talk to your
iPhone. I do. And I realize that's probably not the best reason to own one.
Yeah.
So.
Probably not necessary.
No. Anyway, that's really all I got. You got anything, John?
There was EA's rumor in NFL Blitz going to be back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Blitz the league?
No, NFL Blitz, like, old school NFL Blitz, like...
Like when Tecmo Bowl was re-released recently?
Kind of, like, he's on fire, like...
Wrong game.
No, it's the right game.
What? Like, he's on fire?
Yeah.
No.
Did you ever play NFL Blitz before it was, like, the league?
Yes, I played a lot of Blitz.
Where the quarterback could be on fire?
They never said he's on fire.
Okay, well, maybe they didn't say he's on fire, but... The quarterback or the wide receiver.
Played Blitz 96 and Blitz 98.
Yeah, 98.
Both for the N64.
What one? Oh, I played 2001?
Wow.
For PS?
What the fuck, man? No. That game must have been crazy.
No, what was... Maybe 99 for PS. I don't know.
Was there full motion video in it?
Dude, no. Just, I also loved their, you know... Full contact, like, you don't have...
Torpedo
like,
dives.
Yeah, torpedo dives.
Late hits.
Like, late hits are allowed.
Blatant disregard for the rules of football.
Yeah, completely blatant. Freaking pass interference, totally allowed. Just hit this guy as he's trying to catch the ball.
Yep.
So, just great. Yep. Perfect. I swear to God, there was some other stuff that I had on my reader that was going to be newsy. We talked about it on the Batman video, but if you didn't see the Batman video,
oh, the Catwoman thing.
EA wants you to spend money to play Catwoman.
Yeah, to play as Catwoman.
Play Catwoman.
The Catwoman segments in that game, you need to have your either your code that comes with the game, which apparently haven't been showing up too well in boxes, or you need to pay them $10.
Let's see some of the other stuff I had here. PlayStation Network raising its trophy level cap.
Great. 50 now.
Yep. See? NFL Blitz.
Yeah, that's the one I remember playing.
Yep, that's the one. I had some other stuff here. Hang on. There's the Ezio. Final Fantasy 14 still coming to PS3 at some point.
Yeah, getting remade. Like I told you about, there's that weird document out that you can access through actually Square Enix where they give you a full breakdown in... You know, multiple 25 some odd pages of their game plan as to how they're going to make Final Fantasy 14 the game they promised. So being actually pretty genuine about it is what impresses me.
Mm-hmm.
But I also hear it's very dry reading, so I don't want to read how they're going to make a Final Fantasy game.
Okay.
So great.
Have you seen Square Enix's new engine that they're developing?
No.
This is something that Game Informer posted up.
Okay.
These are like side by side. Oh, you can't see them. I'm probably going to post this in the news article here pretty soon.
Okay.
Square has developed this new next generation technology that will make video games cheaper.
Okay.
And actually make them look better.
Huh.
And will require less time to create them and render them. So, like, you can see this here where there's your real life photo on the left. That's your in-game photo on the right.
Uh-huh.
They look pretty damn good.
They do look very, very similar.
They
are static images, though.
It's true. They're standalone, just static images. But, you know, if something can make games look better, make them come out faster, and make them cost less,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's could really only help the video game industry, especially if this is something, because they have said that they don't have any projects line. I think they don't have any projects lined up for it. They're just developing this as a...
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's Square Enix. I'll believe it when I see it, all right?
Yeah, again.
Like, I understand they're getting more into the publishing realm, and that's weird for them to also go into, like, we're going to go into tech design and engines, because mm-hmm. nobody buys Final Fantasy anymore.
Yep.
So, I guess that's good, but we'll see. Like, you want to make some zipper tech? That's something I can understand you doing. Like, you want to make speed zipper? Just making randomly generated zippers on all clothing for your characters, go for it. But I don't know if they can do it, what they're promising with that.
Yeah.
It seems a little far-fetched.
We'll see. Oh, yeah, hey, the Devil May Cry HD stuff's coming out later.
Oh, cool.
I don't know. More Capcom games coming out in HD.
So you're telling me Capcom is the new Nintendo.
Yep, they really like putting that stuff out there. I don't know. I don't see it. Oh, yeah, there's also the Silent Hill HD stuff is coming out eventually.
Okay. I think that's about it, right? There's not, honestly, too many big megatons coming out. It is the end of the year, so news is going to slow down. But let's quickly move on here to Jen sent us a question to Boss Barrel. bbr@bossbarrel.com is our email address. Otherwise, you can send a message on Facebook to our Boss Barrel account thingy, or comment on some of our stuff. Jen says, new episode today, yay, question, I know what Griffin Hoffman is going for to be as Halloween, or for Halloween, but what about John Stanhope and Ryan Fielder? Also, what was your favorite Halloween costume you've ever worn, and will you dress up Toby? Got very short amount of time to answer this.
Toby will be going as the devil. I am still the
undecided.
Jury is out right now, deliberating. Might be Cobra Commander.
That's good.
It very well might be Cobra Commander.
That's very cool.
But
are you working on your Cobra Commander voice?
Oh god, I have to raise it up so high and make it so scratchy.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, I don't know if I can do it.
You need that backwards disease of what I had.
Yeah. I just need to like just inhale tons of helium.
Yeah. So that's it. You're undecided right now.
Undecided right now.
Toby is a devil dog.
Toby will be a devil dog.
Don't know what Ryan's doing.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I'll be going as Ash Ketchum.
Oh, that's right. We talked about this. Mm-hmm. This is, yeah. Perfect. Amazing.
Jen will be going as Pikachu.
Amazing.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep. Anyway, if you'd like to send us an email or something, I apologize. Didn't have too much time to answer today. We got to keep going. I got to get on the... going to work here, so
on the road,
the real work, the real paying works. Job listeners donation. Anyway, thanks for listening to Boss Barrel Radio.
Shut it down. I gotta go to play Batman.
Okay. Get your Batman on.
Get my Batman on.
All right, bye.